For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. The documentary Flory's Flame gets its Connecticut premiere this Saturday at the University of Hartford. The film explores the life of composer and performer Flory Yagoda, who is credited with preserving the traditional Sephardic music of the Balkans, an art form that was nearly wiped away by the Nazis during World War II. That's Flory Yagoda, performing the traditional Sephardic lullaby, Dorme Dorme. Flory Yagoda was born in Sarajevo and learned the haunting Sephardic melodies of her ancestors, as well as Ladino, the language of the Sephardic Jews, from her nonna, or grandmother.
She had the strength that was put to her by her nonna to continue the heritage that we brought from Spain.
Guitarist and singer Susan Gaeta has been performing with Yagoda for more than a decade. She says Sephardic songs are handed down through the women in the family, a tradition that goes back to the 15th century, when hundreds of thousands of Sephardic Jews were forced to leave Spain by the Catholic monarchy.
I know that there's a story that when the Jews were expelled from Spain and the people were walking, literally walking out of Spain, the rabbis asked the women to sing and play their tambourine.
Yagoda was just a teenager when the Nazi army encroached on her village, and like her ancestors, became a refugee. She was just 14 when her parents put her on a train alone to the Dalmatian coast. Yagoda eventually met an American soldier in Italy, got married, and relocated to Virginia along with her mother and father. Tragically, her extended family, including her nonna, were murdered by Nazi sympathizers in her village. By the end of the war, the population of Sephardic Jews in the Balkans was nearly wiped out, and with it, their unique culture. The pain of the Holocaust caused Flory Yagoda to set aside music and the memories of her childhood for decades. But in her 40s, she embarked on a mission to resurrect the Sephardic music of the Balkans and to celebrate the lives of the people she lost in the Holocaust through her own compositions.
She's a lovely song called Las Tías, which is about all of her aunts. And it's her history. It's her own personal story. She brings a lot of life to it in her memory. I just feel like there's a lot of passion in how she sings.
There's something about a song. My nonna would say, Si no puedes meter la alma, no cantes. If you cannot put your soul and feeling in your soul, don't bother singing.
In 2002, Flory Yagoda was named a National Heritage Fellow by the National Endowment for the Arts for her efforts in passing on the tradition of Ladino music to a new generation of musicians, including Susan Gaeta. The documentary Flory's Flame will be followed by a performance by Gaeta at the University of Hartford's Wild Auditorium Saturday night beginning at 7 p.m. Ray Hardman, WNPR News. La vita me la marca.